This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I want to start with welcoming Dominic to the program. The fairly new, and I say new, he's going to tell me it's been way longer than I realize, of the YMCA, the executive director. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you so much.
All right. Say your last name out loud for me. I've tricked myself out of figuring this out.
Santo Massimo. Sounds just like
Santo Massimo.
It's just really long, so it kind of scares people.
But it doesn't look simple at all, but it is. How long have you been at the helm?
I've been here since February 1st. I've been with the Y 22 years.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about your background. You're originally from Southwest Indiana, so you're a Midwest guy, right?
Grew up in Evansville, born in New York, but grew up in Evansville and graduated Indiana State. So I'm a Sycamore by trade, I guess. But started out in aquatics and an aquatics director. Went into child care and camp, and then shortly after into operations, where I've been running WISE in Kansas City, O'Fallon, Illinois, St. Louis. So just super excited to be here and really enjoying Decatur.
All right. And so what made you think about that move? You know, not a lot of people go from Kansas City to Decatur. What made you think about this opportunity?
Well, unfortunately, just due through COVID and shut down of some WISE, I was kind of the odd man out in Kansas City. So just looking for what's the next right step. And so when you go to evaluate that, certainly I wanted to stay within the Y. So finding a why that I can believe in and felt like I was a good fit for, but then also looking for a community that I felt like I would be a good fit for and would be great for my family. Decatur just checked those boxes. The why checked those boxes, and so I'm here.
All right, and I know that through the interview process, learning about you, and you've served in the communities you've been in as Rotary president and chamber board member and all different capacities in different leadership academies. I know the community part of this is important to you.
Absolutely, and you could not have said that better. You can't have a strong why without a strong board and a strong community. So when I moved here, it was very important to me that the first thing I did is I need to buy a house. I want to be a resident of Decatur. I wanted to be seen as somebody that's here for a long term. And that means getting involved and making a difference outside the four walls of this YMCA. The YMCA certainly has that. They can be known as a gym and swim, but we're so much more. And that's so much more happens out in the community. So I need to be out and involved in that community to be making those changes and helping our community become better.
All right. And what have you learned so far?
Well, you know, this is the, and I've said it a couple times, this is the biggest small town I've ever been in. People just know each other. Everywhere I go, there's stories about this person or that person. People are so interconnected here. There is a philanthropic level to this community that I've not seen in other communities of this size before. And that's not just within the YMCA, but it causes just everywhere. There's a passion for our education system and just really a passion to do something more with others. And so those are the things that I'm just super excited to get involved with. This weekend I was involved with the Support Local. They had something at one of the local businesses to just support some other businesses in the town that struggled through COVID, and people are just trying to give back to help them.
Yeah, you know, I know that collaboration is a big thing for you, and I think people respond really well to that. Working together, not as competitors, but you know, everyone needs to come in and play a part and be a part of the larger community. What have you found so far in your relationships you're building with people around the community? Do you feel like that effort of collaboration is coming to fruition here in Decatur?
Absolutely. I've got to say that I need to, there's several people I could thank that have personally kind of put their arms around me and helped support me through these first few months. I want to do that back. We're super excited. We've got the Boys and Girls Club coming. Shamika kind of reached out. They've got some kids that don't know how to swim. We know that drowning is the second leading cause of death. For youth. 10 people will die today in America from drowning. She wants to make sure that her kids are not one of those. So they're coming here to the Y. We're super excited to have them. Old King Orchard also reached out for some of their youth to come here. We're super excited to have them. They're going to do a little bit of swimming and I think a little bit of wellness and fitness component as well. But those are collaborations that they have things, we have things. Let's work together to make our community stronger. And we're super excited to try and partner with the city with some options here coming hopefully for the fall.
All right, and the fifth and final McElroy Memorial Golf Tournament is going to be taking place on July 16th. Now, you obviously didn't have a chance to know former Mayor McElroy, but he had a huge impact on this community. This has been a very successful fundraiser for the Y. The Y was near and dear to his heart. And so what have you heard about the man, and tell me a little bit about the tournament.
Well, you're right. I've not gotten to meet him, but I feel like I have in many ways. You know the way it is in the locker room of the Y. I have heard stories. He still has a locker here with his name on it. He was just that important to the people here and the relationships that he's made. He's really a role model of sorts in the sense that relationships were key. And so I've kind of tried to take that on as something that, hey, I can learn from that. I can do better at that. I want to do that. So just that listening campaign that he would do each day in the locker room, I'm trying to do that as I go. But this is a legacy type of a golf tournament. This is the fifth and final one. If you're going to participate in one golf tournament this year, this is the one that you want to participate in. There's going to be a toast at the end of it. The family's going to be there. There's more ways than just playing in this tournament you can participate. You can certainly become a sponsor. A whole sponsor is $250. But, you know, the Y is a 501c3 nonprofit. We're raising money for this community to do things outside the four walls. These aren't membership dues that you're raising. These are community support donations that you'd be donating. So I would ask that if you can't come and play, but you have the opportunity to make a difference and have a passion to do so, a donation made to the YMCA will go very far here in our community.
All right, you can download a registration form at DecaturYMCA.org. The fifth McElroy Memorial Golf Tournament, as you mentioned, Dominic, it was supposed to be held last year. Obviously, with COVID, you know, as most things, it was canceled. It's good to kind of, you know, you'll come full circle and close the book on this. But the fundraiser is important in your efforts, and clearly this is something Tuna would have readily embraced. You know, he loved the Y. He would hold court, by the way, in the Goodhart locker room, is the way I would put it, and was one of those old school guys, and all that means in the YMCA locker room, and I have fond memories. All right, the challenge starts today. We'll be out there back at it after interrupting it all in March of last year. How are you guys embracing the new now that the restrictions have been canceled? People are free to come out and join and be a part of things in a full way. How important is that for the YMCA?
It's super important. We're so glad that we got to this point. It's really a measure of the health of our country and our community. So it's been great, but the job's not done. People still need to get vaccinated. We still need to continue to move forward, trying to just really be healthier. We just ask that people are respectful to each other. We're still social distancing our machines. We'll look to start changing that slowly but surely, but we have opened up all of our amenities. We're working on getting a couple more things going, coffee service and such. It's really important for us. We need to get some more staff on the books. So we're hiring right now, so if somebody's looking for a job, we'd love to have them. But we're super excited to have people come back. The challenge that WSOY is helping us with really does a lot for the health seekers. So we know that those people that will work out and get stronger on their own. But there's people that kind of have a hard time walking through the doors of the fitness, the wellness center. And so something like this can help motivate those that just don't have that ability to do it on their own. And so we want to let people know that we're here for them. The challenge will take place over the next few weeks. We're super excited to have you back. So I can't wait.
All right, we're excited too. Dominic, have a great day. We appreciate it. The fifth McElroy Memorial Golf Tournament, fifth and final, by the way. The family said, you know, up front with this, that, like, They were honored to, you know, have a fundraiser for something that Tuna supported, you know, a great deal in life. And since his passing, they've raised a lot of money to be able to do those things outside the doors of the Y and to bring other people into the Y and provide opportunities.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.